Now, Kerry. Kerry seems to be causing some troubles, so much so that the European Court of Justice has to get involved into the cultural significance of the word Kerry. Here to tell us more is Owen Conlon, who's the assistant news editor with the Irish Sun. Hi, Owen, how are you?
Good morning, Muireann. How are you? Good.
What's happening with Kerry?
Well, Kerry, as you say, is causing quite a fuss. The European Court of Justice in Luxembourg has had to issue a ruling. Quite a vague ruling, and must be said. This all goes back to 2014. There are two separate brands of butter on sale here and in the UK. They've been on sale here for about 20 years. Kerry Made and Kerry Gold. A lot of your listeners probably use them every day. Kerry Gold is sold across the world. It's hugely popular. Kerry Made perhaps less so, but they're making moves to enter the European market. And when they tried to enter the Spanish market back in 2014, Kerrygold objected, saying that this could lead to confusion amongst Spanish consumers and all sorts of other impact on what their sales would their sales in Spain. So they took a legal case in Alicante in the commercial court there. And after a year or so, the court eventually came back and said, look, lads, Kerry is the name of a county, and both of your products are on sale already in Ireland and in the UK for over 20 years, you know, and there's no problem there. So what's the issue here? And the makers of Kerry Gold, Ornua, appealed this to a higher court, which then kicked it all the way up to the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg, who had a look at it and then came back and basically said, OK, the Spanish court has to decide what the word Kerry means to Spaniards and whether there's a risk of consumers being confused there as opposed to Irish consumers who had would have a better idea what the word Kerry means.
Okay, so it's down to being lost in translation, essentially.
Pretty much. And I mean, I had to get a lawyer to look at this judgment because it's written in impenetrable legalese, which is almost not English, but The ruling says that the matter must be analysed differently in a part of the EU where consumers have a particular affinity with the geographical word than in a part of the European Union where that affinity is weaker. So basically, Irish consumers would have a stronger affinity with the word Kerry and what it means and the fact that it's a rural paradise that produces great butter, as opposed to Spaniards who might go, oh, Kerry, that must be the stuff I bought last week. I'll just get this one again.
Yeah, I think they might take your phrasing there and put it on a billboard. A rural paradise, Owen. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. But I suppose the one thing with Kerrygold is that I know that last year they had, was it a record, €900 million was made worldwide. And they've got people who go on Instagram, like Chrissy Teigen, the supermodel, kind of going, hey guys, this is, you know, amazing butter and stuff. And it's become incredibly important to them.
Oh, yeah.
This word.
Kerrygold is a big earner. I mean, a lot of your listeners are probably aware of this lawsuit in Wisconsin where due to local red tape laws, the Kerrygold can't be sold. So you have people risking 6 months in prison by crossing state lines into Illinois to illegally import Kerrygold butter into the state of Wisconsin. And there's also a lawsuit underway to force local legislators to allow the sale of Kerrygold in Wisconsin. If you go into a supermarket in Germany, you'll see Kerrygold all over the place. It's huge. It's well known across the world. So the makers of it are very determined to protect their brand. And it earned them €900 million, as you say, last year. I mean, they're also diversifying into all sorts of other products like a Kerrygold liqueur. You know, they want to become the Ryanair of international butters, you know. So, yeah, this is going to rumble on for quite a while because now the court has to go and look as to what the word Kerry means to the ordinary Spaniard. I mean, I lived in Spain for 2 years. A lot of them don't even know the difference between Irish and English people. They call us Britannicos.
Yeah.
So what they're supposed to do with the word Kerry, I don't really know.
There are varying degrees of Kerry people within the county themselves, and mind the butters. Listen, Owen, as you mentioned, this is going to rumble on for quite a while because it means an awful lot of money to some people. Owen Conlon, Assistant News Editor of the Irish Sun, thank you so much.
Good morning. Thank you.
Cheers.